KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered late day showers at high around 82, winds southeast at 10 to 15. More scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight at a low of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area news. Police in Creston arrested a woman at her home Wednesday evening. Authorities say 41-year-old Angel Marie Richards was taken into custody at around 7:21 p.m. in the 300 block of North Walnut Street and charged with simple assault. She was released at the scene with a citation and summons to appear in court. A Union County teen was seriously injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon north of Afton. The State Patrol reports 16-year-old Tyler Shane Kiss of Afton was driving a 2011 Kia Soul northbound on the Creamery Road at around 4:45 p.m. when the car went out of control and struck a bridge guardrail. The vehicle then ramped across a small river and impacted the embankment before it flipped several times. Shane Kiss was ejected from the car as it flipped. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The teen was flown by Life Flight to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Officials of the Harlan Police Department Wednesday said 40-year-old Joseph Allen Schumann of Harlan had been arrested Tuesday on a charge of domestic abuse, assault, and interference with official acts. And last Friday, 40-year-old Wyo Dyke Lico of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended in Harlan. An Iowa woman has amended her lawsuit over the state's ban on mandatory face masks in schools to include allegations the law violates state and federal constitutional protections. Frances Parr's amended lawsuit alleges the law passed in May violates equal protection and due process rights guaranteed in federal and state constitutions. The Council Bluffs woman wants a judge to block enforcement of the law. On Monday, the U.S. Education Department announced it's investigating whether Iowa's law and similar ones in four other Republican-led states could violate federal anti-discrimination laws. Iowa is experiencing a COVID-19 surge. The state has, during the past month, gone from a seven-day moving average of cases of less than 300 a day to more than 1,000 daily as hospitalizations continue to climb. And the Iowa Department of Public Health on Wednesday released a new COVID-19 report from the past 7 days. IDPH reported 8,907 additional positive COVID-19 tests for a total of 441,889 positive tests since the beginning of the pandemic. The Health Department reported 39 additional COVID-19 deaths, totaling 6,307 since the pandemic began. Hospitals in RMCC Region 4, those in southwestern and western Iowa, report 29 patients are hospitalized with COVID, 9 patients are in an ICU, 6 had been admitted over the past week, and 1 person was on a ventilator. Latest data on deaths in Cass and surrounding counties since the beginning of the pandemic show Cass County with 56, Adair County 32, Adams County has 4, Audubon County 14 deaths, Guthrie County 32, Montgomery County 38, Pottawatomie County has had 180 deaths since the pandemic began from COVID-19, and Shelby County has 39. The state's 14-day positivity rate is up from 8.2 to 8.6% over the past 7 days, and the 7-day rate is up from 8.3 to 8.6%. There were COVID-19 outbreaks in 16 of Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's twice as many outbreaks as last week. The number of people completing a vaccination or vaccine series is 1.6 million. That's up from 1.593 million, and as of September 1st, 49.2% of all Iowa residents were fully vaccinated. Iowa's hospitalization data has not yet been updated by the health department. IDPH has been releasing COVID-19 data on a weekly basis since July 1st. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a floodplain permit and application flat fee of $100 for when a person applies, and once the permit is approved, a review fee not to exceed $400. They also approved the issuance of a floodplain permit to Next Era Energy with an initial permit fee of $100. The board approved the appointment of Stacy Huss as treasurer clerk and upon recommendation from Adair County Treasurer Brenda Wallace. In other business, they approved a Lake Road speed limit resolution for 250th Street and Marion Avenue, which is near the city of Greenfield. Board Chair Steve Shelley read the resolution as written.
Resolved, Adair County Board of Supervisors approves set speed limit on Marion Avenue and 250th near the city of Greenfield as follows. On Marion Avenue from the city corporate limits to the intersection with 250th, 35 miles an hour. On 250th from the intersection with Marion Avenue to the intersection with Lewis, 45 miles an hour.
They also approved two right-of-way temporary easement contracts and a service agreement with U.S. Cellular for backup internet service. The Adair County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday gave their blessing to have County Engineer Nick Kaufman review a suggested location for a Greenfield Chamber Main Street sign, which is proposed to be placed along eastbound Interstate 80 southeast of the Casey exit. Supervisor Matt Wiedemeyer.
A while back, Greenfield came and they had a little deal with a picture of their sign that they're going to put up at the interstate. And then they approached us about putting it at the Casey exit on some of our ground, but we don't really like the way it would come out into the field. But right there, there's a whole bunch of extra right-of-way between the curve, or where the curve kind of goes around the interstate and stuff. And there's about like 24 feet from the fence before it goes down into the ditch and then creates the ditch and then goes to the road.
If Kaufman approves the sign following the review, the process then can proceed.
They got time to get the brakes put on before they pull off there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good spot. I mean, it's their only really good option for the west or the eastbound one.
It is a very, very, very good spot for that.
And in his report, Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman said on G51, Leroy and Sons will move in on September 7th and begin moving dirt for a box culvert project, with the work expected to be completed in about 2 weeks. A pre-pour meeting will be held Thursday, September 9th, with regard to the bridge at North 34 and Richland Road.
West 22 Jackson, the Thompsons, are going to start in about 6 weeks. And the reason for the change is Gus got the West 10 Orient, and there's two boxes there. So they want to go and do one of those and then go do the one at Thompson's and then go back and do the other one.
And he said the Secondary Roads Department will be undergoing CPR training September 8th and the 22nd. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.